There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seth Rohrer, your host. We've got some of the most exciting guests that I've ever had the privilege of knowing and speaking with. I've been on their show many times. Joe and Doug Hagman coming on next. These two are basically investigators that have been involved in world events and world affairs. They have a huge, huge talk show with millions of listeners in the evening. I want everybody who's listening this morning to go to HagmanandHagman.com and learn more about these exciting individuals that are actually out there trying to make a change for the United States. They're trying to get people awake, and they're trying to tell everybody they possibly can the truth. And so, Doug, Joe, welcome to the Power Hour.
Ted, thanks for having us. We're actually in different locations due to weather, but I'm here, and I think Joe's on the other end. So,
yeah, I'm here.
All right, there we are. So, yeah. Thanks for having us, buddy.
Well, the weather here in Florida is pretty rough today. It's supposed to be 82 degrees with clear blue skies and a light sea breeze.
You know, Ted, I should have gotten in my car after that show and just driven down there and spent the day with you today.
I told you to come by the house and we'll do the show live.
Man, I'll tell you, doggone it. Well, anyway, next time. But I'm glad it's 82 or going to be 82. It's going to be about 12 up here with swirling and blowing snow and drifting, and it's just a mess. So enjoy the sand and the sun.
Thank you, Doug. But, Doug, I want to kind of like turn us over to you. I was just talking about Epstein and the problem with the pedophilia rings around the world. What do you know about that? Because I know you've done some research into that.
Well, look, the royalty, the English royalty, the British royalty, they own everything, including the judges, including the people behind the, well, inside the robes. So we're not going to get a fair shake, or, you know, it's not going to be a fair shake with respect to any type of litigation, civil or criminal. However, I've been doing a lot of research with respect to the British royalty and the incestuous type of activities going on within the royalty and outside of the royalty, whether it's, you know, at the epicenter of the British crown to the strange and curious death of Princess Diana to the pedophilia that extends into the Jimmy Savile. Of course, it's just incredible. What we've got is a pedophilia ring that is worldwide, that's dominated by, well, by the West, whether it be the British or Americans. Certainly the British have the they've got a chokehold on it, but certainly not an exclusivity right on it. They spread it among the power brokers in D.C., in Riyadh, in London, in Moscow, everywhere else. And, of course, they use that, that whole scenario to blackmail and also to guide events, economic and otherwise. And that's really kind of it in a broader sense. People have got to, my whole theme today is people have got to think bigger, because we have to understand how we got here, and we have to understand who is managing the scenario in which we live, in order to really plan and participate and protect ourselves and others and family and friends, coworkers, whatever, from what's coming, because we are at the precipice of change unlike any other time in the course of human history. And we have to understand what is driving these events and not fall for the smaller us versus them kind of a scenario, but look bigger and look at the larger picture, because that's, you know, exactly where we're at.
Well, Doug, I want you to go ahead and go over that today, because I want you to go ahead and talk about the change, what's going on, who's doing the change, who's trying to force the change. You know, the pedophilia rings, I've said for years, are basically being used to blackmail a lot of our folks in office and the judges and everybody else they can, because like Herbert Hoover said years ago, you know, he said that basically, you know, you don't have to control all of Congress. You only have to control, you know, 51% of them. And sadly about that is that if we don't understand what's going on and how they're being controlled, we can't elicit the changes. So what other major events do you want to talk about today, Doug?
Well, I think that's going to cover a big part of it. And I think the Russia, U.S. v. Russia type chessboard, we have to explore.
Doug, we're going to a hot break, hard break here. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
My guests this hour are Doug and Joe Hagman, two of the top investigators in the world. They have their own talk show in the evenings from 8 to 11 Eastern Standard Time every night. I suggest that everybody, instead of watching TV and wasting your time doing that, you turn into the Hagman and Hagman Report and get all the current and latest events and activities that are happening globally that can affect you and your lives and your children's lives. They have millions of listeners, and there's a reason for it, as they give you cutting-edge knowledge and cutting-edge truth. Now, Doug, you want to talk about what was going on with Russia and the United States. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, and Joe can weigh in any time as well. But, you know, we're seeing a lot of interesting headlines here where there appears to be sides, or there obviously there are sides that have been set up between Russia, the United States, and Russia, and Europe, Asia versus the West. And what I propose, or what I want to say basically, is while that appears to be the case, obviously, on a single level chessboard, we're not engaged in a single level chess game here. It's multi-level. It's 3D chess of multiple levels. And as we look at this, while we, the unwashed masses, are being convinced that it's us versus them, United States versus Russia, or Obama versus Putin, and a lot of people are deifying Putin because of his protection of religious liberties in Russia, which is fine at the very basic spaces of all levels. My contention is we've got to look bigger because both people, both Putin and Obama, as well as the people around both of them, are being managed by others. And what this is, ultimately, is nothing more than a game of just theater, really, at this point. Because ultimately, what's their ultimate goal? Their ultimate goal is global domination. And who is they? The very same people who are behind Obama are behind Putin bloodlines, and that does, by the way, involve what you had mentioned, the royal family, the princes and princesses and queens and kings of British royalty. A lot of those people, in the larger sense, believe they are the descendants of the line of Cain. And I mean, and I know it sounds so incredibly ridiculous, but it's not what we, the unwashed masses, believe to be true. It's what they believe, and this is what they believe. And the reason I mention this is because I want people to start looking at the bigger picture as opposed to just the headlines of today. If you look at the bigger picture, you can understand what seemingly doesn't make any sense. Some of the alignments, you know, it appeared early on before the re-election of Obama that, hey, there was some collusion between Obama and Putin. Now the headlines are screaming that there's this battle between Putin and Obama, between the U.S. and Russia. And at some levels, sure, there are. But that's merely for, and I believe this, and Joe and I have talked about this, I believe that's merely for our entertainment value. I think we have to look far beyond those headlines and look beyond the obvious and to look at who the puppeteers are. And the puppeteers are the globalists. And what's the objective? The objective is to bring us all into a single global governance, one world order type of environment. And that's exactly what they're going to do. And I think that they're doing it right now through we see this Russia's startling proposal to Europe to dump the U.S., join the Eurasian Economic Union. That's one of the things that's taking place. But, again, this is all being done for a purpose. That's the Main Street illusion. But what we're not seeing is behind the curtain of Broadway, where Fifth Avenue, the people of Fifth Avenue, shall we say, the puppeteers operate.
You know what's interesting? I was watching a show, Brad Metzler Decoded, a few years ago, and you can watch it online if you'd like, and it's called The Spear of Destiny. And he was actually interviewing one of the folks that was a bodyguard who had been vetted, had actually been a bodyguard for the world's leading globalist, the person who could actually walk into the White House without an appointment to see the President of the United States. And what was interesting, Doug, he said basically the same thing that you're saying. They were talking about the spear of destiny, and he said they actually considered themselves to be from the bloodline of Cain, from the fallen angels. And he said this on the show, on the History Channel. He goes, it doesn't matter whether you believe this, they believe this. It doesn't matter whether you think this is right, they think this is right, and they're willing to die for it to bring this all into a one world order. And, you know, it's so true. We need to understand something, that this isn't a game that's being played on a flat board. There are so many pieces of this puzzle, this matrix, of this pyramid that are going on, that unless we stay abreast of what's going on with all of it to the best of our abilities, we're going to get caught up in the shuffle of, is this Obama or is this Putin or is this this or is this this? And we're going to be obfuscated and not even knowing what's going on. Go ahead.
Well, you're exactly right. And I'm going to turn it over to Joe. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, what we see here is a manipulation that has been so long in the planning and so much so fulfilled in their agenda. From the genetically modified human to the genetically modified food, they have been planning against the human race for...
millennia. Yeah, I think we may have lost him.
Okay.
But he's right. They've been planning against us for a millennia of time. This is not something that happened last week. This has been going on for hundreds, if not thousands, of years. Do you agree with that?
Oh yeah. And if we look at the Windsors, you know, the House of Royalty in Britain, well, they're Bavarian. They originate from German bloodlines, of course, and they are heavily involved, at least nation state actors behind the scenes. You know, what we're doing here right now, and I think people really need to understand this, is we are watching a real life James Bond movie take place before us. But it's even bigger than that, because it's on a global scale and it has multiple stages taking place. We're only seeing just, you know, parts of the stages. The backbone, and I refer to this as, obviously, we all refer to this as the coming New World Order, but the backbone of this New World Order, to me at least, and to us, I believe I speak for Joe, is the economy, the economics behind this, the trade. What we're seeing take place today on a global scale is the global elite controlling the choke points of economy, of trade, of really of everything, you know. So this is what is taking place, at least in my view. The recent, and you, in coming out of the gate, you mentioned about the royal family, or about the prince with the Prince Andrew and the sex scandal. Isn't that interesting? It's a chink in the armor right now, but isn't it interesting that all of these globalist elite, they have the same carnal tendencies, and in this case, the tendencies are the pedophilia, the sex, the deprivation.
Even beyond that, the ritualistic killing, as a Magic and Theory written by Aleister Crowley states, it explains how the perfect person for a ritual sacrifice in order to obtain the energy from their blood as a human boy of high intelligence between the ages of 12 and 14, and they talk about in detail how to ritualistically sacrifice this child, and how this sacrifice brings energy to these people. So what we see in the news about the pedophilia rings, this has been in the news for a long time on those select media outlets who will cover it. But what we're not seeing is the other end of this, which is where it's the mass sacrifice of children in order to obtain what they call as their lifeblood.
Well, no, you know, we talked about that a couple of weeks ago on the show when I had Pastor Rodney on. I actually read some of the stuff from Aleister Crowley, who claims to have killed over 1,000 young boys in that manner. And, you know, we think about this and we're so repulsed by it because it's so repugnant to us that we don't want to even think that people are actually that evil. But these people are that evil. And what's interesting, and David Icke, and I just mentioned this before you guys came on the air, and The Lion Sleeps No More. And I don't get me wrong on this, or right or wrong, whatever you want to say. I don't agree with everything Icke says, but he is right on this one. He says whenever he researches a major player in this globalist field, it always goes back to Satanism. It always goes back to Luciferianism. It always goes back to witchcraft. It always goes back to these sick, perverted practices that they do. These are the groups of people that are running the planet that are trying to bring us into a one-world order, into a one-world religion under Lucifer. And that's what they're doing. And the sad part about it is nobody wants to talk about it. They want to blame it on the Jews, or they want to blame it on the Muslims, or they want to blame it on the Christians, or they want to blame it on the Hindus or the Buddhists or whatever. But they don't understand. It's not these folks that are doing this in the aggregate. It's the Luciferians that are doing it, that are basically bringing us into this state of depravity with their TV shows that they show us, with the internet pornography, and all the things that they've done to us to intentionally destroy the population of the United States. Comments?
Well, look, America is on the verge of collapse right now. The Western culture is on the verge of collapse. The United States is under a very coordinated assault of unprecedented viciousness, vile nature, from inside, from within, and at every level of government, the groups that are making decisions, enacting policies, causing America great harm. They're doing so without fear of With impunity, basically.
No consequences. And what would you say to the people who are listening who say, well, what is this guy talking about? The stock market's never been higher. Gas prices are low. Things seem to be turning around. Looking at things only from the perspective of, every day going to work, watching the mainstream news, and that's the extent of the information that people take in. They see things as everything is going great. Like Politico said, it's never been a better year for the dollar. But that seems to be the case, but it is far from the case.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, no, that's absolutely true. The dollar basically has risen. But remember, in 2008, 2009, after the crash, the dollar also went up. And then we went ahead and printed tens of trillions of dollars. And now we basically have a situation in which, as bad as our fiat currency stinks, other fiat currencies stink worse, including the euro, and that's the only reason that our currency is going up, because we're the best of the worst, I guess, at this point, or so we're led to believe. But is that really the case, Joe, Doug?
Yeah. I mean, they want to make us the pariah of the world, America, that is.
That's right. We're going to a break. We'll come right back with more with Hagman and Hagman. Stay tuned.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-221-9896. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-221-9896. That's 1-800-221-9896. Call 1-800-221-9896.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154. Welcome back to the Power Hour of the first week of January 2015. It's my pleasure to be the host today. I'm Ted Brower. My guests today are Doug and Joe Hagman, some of the top researchers and
basically investigators in the world. They've got a huge talk show every night. There's millions of listeners. It's called the Hagman & Hagman Report from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. I urge all of you, to instead of turning the TV sets on and wasting your time on that, to listen to the Hagman & Hagman Report every evening. You can also go and hear the archives of the shows. And, guys, I believe you've got Steve Quayle and Tom Horn on this week. Is that correct? Is that going to be Wednesday night?
Yeah, Wednesday, Joe, is that right? Take care of the schedule. Joe.
Well, I'm pretty sure that Tom
and Steve Quayle will
be on Wednesday night, but I want to make sure everybody listens to that. It's going to be an informative show. We had Tom Horn on last week and blew the phone lines up because he was talking about the different things with transhumanism, the satanic star that's used to lay out the Washington, D.C. So there's all kinds of stuff they talk about on these shows, especially when you put Steve Quayle in the mix with them. It's absolutely super entertaining on top of everything else. So, again, that's me Wednesday night this week, Hagman & Hagman from 8 till 11. Now, also, I need to share with you guys, you know, a lot of things have happened globally that we kind of pretend like don't have, that doesn't happen, and we kind of like want to pretend that, we, you know, it's not going to, you know, be at our doorsteps and it's not going to affect us. How do you guys feel about that? Do you think that we're basically coming up to a perfect storm, so to speak?
You know what, if I can start out and just say yes, I do. One thing, though, I want to caution people about is crying wolf or saying, you know, it's at our doorstep and, oh my gosh, it's right here, right now, when in fact, you know, we could be vilified and, of course, marginalized by our mistake in the timing. So that's one thing I've got to say. Joe, go ahead. I didn't mean to overtalk you.
I agree with you, and we do talk on a nightly basis about the different areas of our society so vulnerable to collapse through the manipulation of these people, but it's going to be at a time, it could be tomorrow, it could be 20 years from now, when things come to an end in this nation and in the world. But, you know, as my dad said, we have to be careful not to say it, or, you know, date set or try to figure out when the Lord's going to do things on his time, because that is obviously impossible. But what we do have are the signs, the warnings, the things that are going on in the world, from the blood moons happening now to some of the exposure of the what's happening with the royal situation.
Well, I agree with you so much on that, Joe. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give people the opportunity right now to do something that they don't normally get the opportunity to do. Hagman & Hagman are world known. And very rarely do they ever get a chance to take phone calls. They have to take email calls or email questions in. So I want everybody to call if you have any questions for the Hagman, for Joe or Doug Hagman. Give me a call at 855-995-6923. At the bottom of the hour after the commercial break, we're going to your calls, 855-995-6923. If you're concerned about world events, if you're concerned about what's going on with the dollar, with money, with what's happening with Russia, anything you want to talk about and ask these guys, they can give you an answer. So give us a call again, 855-995-6923, and you'll be on the air with the Hagman & Hagman. Okay, go ahead, guys. What's the next thing we want to talk about today?
Well, if I can, Ted, I just want to say this. Folks, if you get a chance, go back and listen to our archive from Friday. Ted Barrera was our guest. I got to tell you, Ted, you really brought the numbers in. Numerous people wanted to hear what you had to say, and it's one of our more popular programs, and thank you for doing that. What a successful program that was. But you know what? Just to frame this, and I was thinking early this morning about talking with you on the show and talking with Joe a little bit. You know, we have to know where we've been in order to understand where we are and where we're headed. And for those disbelievers out there, just very quickly, because I know we're coming to the bottom of the hour, Ted, you had Tom Horn on. And one of the books that Tom Horn wrote was Apollyon Rising 2012. And he talks about symbolism within his book. And, of course, the Twin Towers. And I think most people today have been awakened by the events of 9/11. And I believe that just like Pearl Harbor of that generation and perhaps World War I of that generation, 9/11 of this generation, really it was a hinge moment in time that brought us to where we are today. Through, you know, it brought us the NDAA, the Patriot Act, and so on, and, of course, incursions into Afghanistan, Iraq, and throughout the Middle East. But if you look at the occult symbolism behind 9/11, you can see this pervasive evidence of an open conspiracy, as Tom Horn talks about. And he gets into the occult signature linked to 9/11. And for those of you out there, like I was, and like Joe, less like Joe because younger and, of course, more pliable, but more open to things outside of the box, he taught me a lot of things. We have to take a look at those events, and I'll shut up now because it's the bottom of the hour.
Thanks. We're going to break. We'll be right back. We've got Eddie from Missouri calling in, wants to talk about blood moons. You guys give us a call. Here to answer your questions.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Back to the Power Hour. This is Ted Rohrer with my guest today, Doug and Joe Hagman from the Hagman and Hagman Report every evening from 8 until 11 p.m. globally. They go out to millions and millions of listeners every week, and so I want everybody to stay tuned and listen to these folks for the next 30 minutes, and you have the opportunity now to speak and ask them, speak to them and ask questions to them. And this Wednesday night, they're featuring Tom Horn and Steve Quayle on their show. So let's go right straight to the phone calls. Eddie from Missouri, go ahead.
Yes, first thing, what station is Hagman and Hagman on?
You can hear us via Hagman at Hagman.com or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio, it's internet-based. We are on terrestrial stations, however, those are few and far between. But if you go to BTR, it's CFP Radio, actually. But go to Hagman at Hagman.com, and all the listening information is right there. Hagman, it's two N's, and spelled for Dan.
The podcasts are also available on iTunes. Any smartphone with a Google Play or the iTunes from the iPhone will be able to pick that up, as well as Christians United Broadcasting Network. They stream our show live, and as well as our YouTube channel, Team Canine, and many other channels out there on YouTube put every one of our shows on YouTube also. So there is a whole vast way of listening, depending on how you want to do that.
What's your question, Eddie?
I don't understand what anything about the blood moon that you mentioned.
Okay, you guys go ahead.
Yeah. what we have now, it's called the tetrad. It's a series of four blood moons. This has happened historically, and it happened next time it'll happen, it will be 500 and some years. Last time we had blood moons was in 1967, right on the heels of the Yom Kippur War, and right before that was 1947 when Israel became a nation again. It is one in the spring, one in the fall for 2 years in a row. It started in 2014, and it will end in September of 2015. And it will end with the 70th anniversary. It falls on the 70th anniversary of the UN and its founding, and the Pope will be coming to America for that anniversary. And the blood moons in the biblical sense are signs, omens of the times that we live in, that something is coming. It might not be right after the blood moons, but it is a sign to let people know that there are changes coming that will affect the whole world.
Now, let me ask you a question, Joe, on that. With the blood moons, we know the occult is all about astrological signs and moons and signs in the heavens and everything else, because we talk about that a lot in the Old Testament and the Bible as far as the signs in the heavens. Do the occult folks try to do their activities in correspondence with this, to try to subvert something that God is trying to show or trying to do? Or is this basically just something that God is doing by himself to expose things? Or does anybody have any idea?
Well, one thing is science today is so prevalent, and it has taken over so many facets that are responsibilities of the church. But these blood moons run on a schedule. They can be predicted now from when they happen in the past to when they happen in the future. But I do believe that the powers that be use these blood moons to try to create these changes and create this chaos during these times, so they can blame what's happening on the world on the Lord instead of on where the blame really lies with these world controllers.
So basically they can use this to these times, these events, because they know that they're going to happen as a way to continue to manipulate the psyche of the human race.
Right. Well, absolutely. And what my dad said earlier about the, people, the Illuminati and the powers shaping things the way they want them to, so we believe it the way they want us to believe it instead of the way it's actually happening, they absolutely will try to do this, and whether they're successful or not is up to us, and it's up to the Lord's timing also.
Now explain to Eddie what the blood moon actually means. What happens to the moon?
The moon is an eclipse of the earth, between the earth and the sun, and the moon turns completely red, and it is very a rare occasion. And also in the middle of these blood moons we have a total solar eclipse. I'm not sure, I think that's in the beginning of March, but these blood moons have always signified, at least since Israel became a nation again, something significant to the people of that land and what happens to the rest of the world. So we will see if this is something that is a sign from the Lord saying, pay attention because things are changing, or if this goes by without anything happening. It could go either way.
Any more questions on that, Eddie? Does that clear it up for you, Eddie, or does it make any sense to you?
Yeah, that helps a lot. I had no idea what this was all about. Thank you very much.
Eddie, thank you so much. Mike in Connecticut, go ahead.
Fine. I had three quick questions regarding the Springmeier book, Bloodlines of the Illuminati. And I wondered if the elites, the present elites, whoever they may be, and we know who some of them are, I guess, whether they go out and recruit new elites or new
wanted to know if the elites recruit other elites, how they go about it. Oh, and the final question, when can the big media ever start admitting to some of this without discrediting themselves? Thanks very much.
Thanks, wow. Mike. What do you think? What do you think, Mike? Thank you, Mike. What do you think, Joe? Doug, do you think that the media, that they're recruiting people, you think it's just primarily still in the bloodlines and in their DNA? I mean, or do you think that they're actively trying to find people who they can persuade to their way of thinking, who can rule the planet? What do you guys think?
If I could take this in, they recruit from inside, only from their bloodlines and their families. Everybody else is considered mostly subhuman and are compartmentalized to do their bidding, or they are part of the population. These people don't even have respect for the people who are carrying out the agenda, who are the faces of their agenda. They view them as they view the rest of society, which is lower than animals.
And Joe, just let me throw something in there. For those who disbelieve, just think about the death of Princess Diana with Dodi Fayed and the time period in which that occurred, in the pillar in the Paris tunnel. What was going on? Was she pregnant? You know, did she attempt to go outside of that bloodline and corrupt that bloodline of the Illuminati? And is that why perhaps she's no longer with us? And did she have a greater understanding? Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, no, the bloodlines, these families are inbred. You know, the blue bloods is what they call them, and I think of the headline on Drudge, what is it, royalty shock or blue blood shock, with this Prince Andrew scandal. Now you see that they gave him immunity right away. This is something that's coming out in the news, and to the second part of the question about when will the media start talking about these things and not be in a way that won't discredit themselves. I'm not sure they will, and if they do, when we start to see these real truths come out in the media, that's when I start to get concerned, because that tells me that if they're to the point where they're telling the actual truth on the mainstream news, then the paradigm we live in is about to change drastically, where that won't be important anymore.
Do you think they'll ever do that? Do you think they'll ever try to tell us the truth? Do you think they'll continue just to keep the sheeple asleep?
Well, see, they do tell the truth, just not in the mainstream news. If you want the truth from their own words, you have to dig through their publications, their documents, whether it be their economic or political documents. But they do tell the public what they're going to do before they do it.
Via the entertainment industry, I believe the entertainment has now become the news, at least the news of the Illuminati, and the news has become the entertainment industry. It's just flipped around.
Well, don't you think that I've read this once, and some of the things that they do, they call that lesser or white magic, in which they've got to tell you what they're going to do to you, and you basically have to agree to it. So kind of like inviting a vampire into your house. They can't come in without your permission. So when they basically tell you that they're going to do something to you, they're letting themselves off the hook from a karma standpoint. That's what I've always read. Have you guys heard anything about that?
Yeah. Yeah, and Joe, we both have researched this a lot, and I think that, you know, you're precisely right. They have to tell you what they're going to do to us, the unwashed masses, and of course they do that in a number of ways, through symbolism, through occult rituals, whether it be the Super Bowl halftime show or the Olympic show or whatever it might be. But they're telling us what they're going to do. It's right out in plain sight, and then as they tell us and we watch it, we get entranced, and they're laughing at us because, you know, we're part of this, and we just don't see it.
So basically, we have to just say no. We have freedom of will. We just can't go along with it. And as soon as we start going along with it, it gives them the green light, go ahead, to go ahead and do whatever they want.
Yeah, exactly. Sure.
That's really kind of sad. Jerry in Ohio, go ahead. You got a question about the elite doing something to our DNA.
Yes, absolutely. Good job, gentlemen. I think you can do a fantastic job. And I also try to wake people up. I've been passing out DVDs about the Bohemian Grove. If people really knew just how corrupt and evil their government really was, but it's the point, though, trying to get them to wake up because they're in this matrix. But my question was, what do you think about Prince William? There's more and more talk of him stepping up and taking control of the EU. And also, where do you stand about the reptilians? And also, the chemtrails, altering the DNA through seeding, putting these things into the chemtrails. I'd like to know where you stand on that. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thanks.
That first part, Ben.
Yeah, let me take the first, if you don't mind. One thing I've done a lot of research on is the royal bloodline, and including but not limited to Prince William. And I think that Prince William, I think what we're going to see this year is the Queen abdicating her position. We're going to see Prince Charles, I think, come up. But Prince William is going to play an integral role, I believe, in the setting up of the new world order, and that perhaps even being take the position of ultimately the man, the son of perdition. Now, I say it would take probably 3-4 hours for me to explain why that is, and it has to do with Kate Middleton and the fulfillment of the bloodlines, all of the bloodlines from present back through Cain. But having said that, if you could just take my word on that, at least, you know, you can do your own research, obviously, but that's where I stand on Prince William. Prince William is really front and center for me, a guy to watch very closely when it comes to all things New World Order, including but not limited to the Son of Perdition. Joe, you can take the other.
Yeah, pertaining to the chemtrails, they have multi-purpose reasons for doing this, one being to poison the population, and to not only do that, but to change the genetic makeup of the Earth. You know, there's heavy metals that have been proven to be full in these chemtrails from aluminum and barium, and not only do they affect human health drastically, we see the increase of Alzheimer's and autism, and that's a direct correlation to that. And Ted, you could speak to that, but also look what it does to the Earth. The forest fires have been burning, you know, 10 times hotter than ever in history. These heavy metals sit on the trees they fall on, and on the grass they fall on, and they change the way that people are able to grow food, and they change the way that the vegetation grows. Now, introduce genetically modified foods. Well, we have to have a new type of plant to be able to grow in this different environment, almost like a terraforming of the environment for one purpose or another. And I don't think we truly know the full extent of why they do and which chemicals are used in these chemtrails. But I think we will know at some point in time, and it's different from anything that we've heard so far.
Well, hey, he had another question for you guys. I've never really talked about it, and he's calling them the reptilians. This is a theory that had been posted by David Icke years ago. I guess it deals with fallen angels and their DNA. What do you guys know about that, think about that? I mean, is this just more a hocus-pocus nonsense, or do you think there's such a thing as these fallen angels inhabiting people and causing some of this mischief?
You know, if I can take that, Joe, I had the opportunity to read the prologue, prologue to Steve Quayle's book, the re-release of Genesis 6 Giants book. And in going over the prologue to that, he delineates between Nephilim, Rephaim, and demons. Well, the Nephilim are the fallen angels. Based on his research, the Rephaim are the hybrid product mating between the fallen angels and the women, and then the demons are the disembodied spirits of the Rephaim.
And the Bible talks about the three different types, not so much in detail as they do the first, which is the Nephilim. In Genesis just 6, it talks about the angels that were in heaven. They saw the daughters on earth and that they were fair, and they came down from heaven and bore children with them, and these children became giants. And this is when these giants spread the knowledge of working metals and all types of different technology to humans, it came to a point that men only thought evil continually, which is why the Lord, and not only that, they corrupted all the DNA, except for, as the Bible says, Noah, whose DNA was still pure. That's why he was the one to build the ark, and was him and his family the only one saved in that time.
Yeah, you know what's interesting to me about this is, I mean, this whole reptilian, fallen angel, you know, bad DNA, genetic manipulation story isn't going away. In fact, it's just not going away.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is, and I don't know, it's like here's how I have to look at all of this stuff with David Icke. I've got to take about 90% of what Icke says I agree with. The other 10% is out there in Narnia somewhere. But the reality is this. Something strange happened in Genesis chapter 6. We have over 100 accounts globally of this flood occurring. We have skeletons of giants that have been unearthed all over the planet, you know, for the last couple hundred years. Something happened several thousand years ago that no one wants to talk about, with these pyramids, with these obelisks, with this Osiris, with these Egyptian things. You know, Tom Horn went into detail on this the other day with me on the show, and he'll be going on, I'm sure, into micro detail with you guys on Wednesday night on your show. But we can't pretend like none of this stuff happened. We can't pretend like none of this stuff is real. I mean, I've been to Egypt. I've crawled down inside of the Great Pyramid. I've seen the Sphinx. I mean, I've done these things personally. I mean, these are not figments of someone's imagination. They're there, and they're real. And so trying to discount this stuff, we really can't do. So I've kind of got an open mind to a lot of this stuff and what happened in the past. And quite frankly, I'd like to get David Icke on. I'd like to actually talk to him about some of this, and not to show him disrespect, but to find out why he feels the way that he feels about these certain topics. Anything else you guys want to add to that?
Well, it's interesting. Ted, if I could just mention this, the Great Pyramids of Giza, 19.47 on what am I trying to say here, Joe?
Latitude.
Thank you. Yeah, from the equator. And you know, the occult numerology and the significance built in with the pyramids and even through today, for example, you know, what does that have to do with anything we're talking about? Well, you know, if you look at the occult numerology of the pyramids, you look at the Washington, the layout of Washington, you look at the time when Obama was sworn in, militarily speaking, it's 19.5 hours, you know, on this swearing in after he flubbed it publicly. He took a got sworn in 19.5 hours.
Okay, well, we're coming up to another hard break. We got one final segment left with Hagman. And Hagman, my phone lines are lit up. Board's lit. So when we come back, we'll take as many phone calls as we possibly can with closing comments from Doug and Joe Hagman.
Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors.
advisors today or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Welcome back to the Power Hour with an incredibly fast 1 hour with Hagman and Hagman. Let me tell you something, guys. Their Hagman and Hagman Report of the evenings from 8 to 11 is so huge that a few weeks ago I was on their show and they put me on the hot seat talking about adult onset diabetes and cholesterol and all these different types of conditions. And we actually did the whole 3 hours with them. And it was a good show, but I didn't realize what kind of response I was going to have. It was one of the top downloaded podcasts on iTunes for the entire week, like nationwide. So, I mean, these guys have a huge, huge show. They bring on the top guests from all over the world to be on their show. They're some of the most knowledgeable people I've ever been on a show with. I consider them both to be my friends. And I tell you what, guys, every evening from 8 to 11, you need to be turning on Hagman and Hagman, and you cannot miss on Wednesday night when Tom Horn and Steve Quayle are going to be on Hagman and Hagman. And I'm trying to get Doug and Joe to get me Steve Quayle on our show with the Power Hour because I really want to have him on this show. And we've got a bunch of phone calls. Let me just go ahead and just – guys, I'm sorry. Our whole board is lit up. They have gridlocked the phone lines again with Hagman and Hagman. So we're going to have to do this real, real fast. And so I'm going to try to get through all of these phone calls in the next few minutes. I apologize if I cut you off. Gloria in New York, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. The abuse and murder of children always burns in my heart every day. That's why I appreciate this show. And I want to let Hagman and Hagman know that I love them. I pray for them every day. I love whistleblowers. I love those who promote whistleblowers. And I love Steve Quayle, even Alex. I don't have a computer, but I follow you guys around shortwave as best I can. God bless you. I'm praying for you every day. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Gloria. Bob and Pennsylvania, you go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. You were talking about the lineage of the monarchs of Europe. I have a chart on my wall that's put out by Dolores Press, published by Dr. Gene Scott, and it's also published by the Royal House of Britain. The bottom of this chart, it says, David shall never want a man to sit upon the throne of the House of Israel, Jeremiah 33:17. All the monarchs of Europe are direct relatives of David, according to the bloodline.
Well, yeah. Bob of Pennsylvania, thank you so much for that comment. Question, do you have any questions or comments on that, Doug or Joe?
It is, you know, the Esau and Edom. If people look into that, the lineages of Esau, it gets into this. And yes, you know, we don't have time to get into it now, but there is something behind what that gentleman said.
All right. Dennis, Missouri, go ahead.
Yes. I was wondering if you knew anything about the 770 of Ken. I've gotten emails on that, and this might be off topic, but they're talking about having your money in a 770 account.
Oh man, I don't know anything. The only way I'd have my money if I had money, and that's the big thing. If I had money, I'd have it in either food, land, precious metals, or something that I could see, guard, and defend against, or defend. And well, that would include bullets and beans, I suppose. But
Luke
in Texas, go ahead. Luke in Texas, you're on.
Asking about the Illuminati and the Freemasons, if they had anything together.
Yeah,
they're one in the same. Freemasons, Illuminati.
Yeah, they're one and the same. The Illuminati, the Freemasonry, all these secret societies are just different compartmentalizations of the one whole pyramid, the Illuminati just being the name for the what I would say is the whole power structure.
Okay, and wasn't one of our founding fathers a Freemason?
Most of them were.
Many of them were.
I think 44 of them were.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Bill in Texas, go ahead.
Aware that Obama gave the order to activate the FEMA camps, and Halliburton is the one that's asking for people to come and work for him. There's over 300 of them right now.
Bill, thank you. Go ahead, Joe. We got about 20 seconds. Finish it up at the top of the hour.
The FEMA camps have been activated through the Homeland Security Act, and they are there for a reason, nefarious reasons. We hope to never find out why, but I think we soon will.
All right. Back to my